Welcome to Connection Point. This is PC Connection's podcast series where we focus on strategies and trends in infrastructure, IT optimization, data management, and much more. I am your host, James Hilliard, and I think a lot of us know that the most effective way to control our business travel expenditures is to try and use a technological alternative like voice or voice conferencing. But if anyone has ever been on the other end of a bad connection, you know that crystal clear conversations are a requirement for productive remote meetings. So what we're going to do on today's episode of Connection Point is discuss the tools available today to ensure your communications with partners, with vendors, remote workers, and global teams are effective and productive, enabling you to reap the cost savings of virtual meetings while maximizing their effectiveness. Joining us today is Jeff Rodman. Jeff is the co-founder and CTO at Polycom. He has been at the forefront of audio and video communications for most of his career, co-founded Polycom in 1990, and since has been instrumental in the realization of the company's products for unified voice, video, and network communications. And Jeff, what I want to do is talk about some of the common barriers to effective remote communications. And Jeff, I'm an audio guy. I came from a radio background. It was all about audio. It was amazing to me as I saw more of these collaboration tools come online, more online meetings. It seemed like many in the industry started focusing on just that user interface, what it looked like. They forgot about what it sounded like. Polycom's always been running out there in the lead of the pack, focusing on both. Were you surprised that audio seemed to all of a sudden get shoved to the back burner for a while?
That was the trend that led us to focus on audio, even with our initial products, realizing that, you know, the people who started Polycom, the two co-founders, come from video conferencing background. We were the launch crew at PictureTel originally. And what we saw was that there was a growing sort of focus on kind of the gee whiz nature of video conferencing and beginning to neglect pretty seriously the fact that every time two people have a conversation, they're basing it on the foundation of clear audio communication. It's the talk that you're doing back and forth. As you add video, that's an important thing to add. It does add a lot, but unless you have good, clear audio, you're not getting nearly what you need out of your communications. So we realized that this was an area that the industry was missing, that customers were really missing with those newer systems at the time, and we realized there was a lot that we could add to the mix that would make a benefit for and make a benefit to the users and the customers.
It's my belief and in my line of work, Jeff, that poor audio is still a huge barrier to effective remote communications. I even know that there are some people that I've worked with that didn't want to allow employees to work remotely because it was so hard to either just talk to them on a cell phone or hear on a really crummy type speakerphone. Do you still hear that as a fear, as a barrier for some people buying into remote working, remote communications, and collaboration?
Audio is probably the biggest barrier to clear communications for people at a distance. And you're right. There are companies, there are people who are reticent about conducting business remotely because their experience with phones and with speakerphones is so crummy. As one of the big trends that's happening overall, of course, in the world is that companies are increasingly globalizing, which means that they're connecting people who are speaking with different accents, basically different native languages. When you combine this kind of a communication with the fact that a lot of business is technical, it has numbers, it's got words that both sides may not know are coming, it becomes really critical that you have the clearest and best audio, best speech communication from end to end, so that people can communicate, can get their business done clearly.
speakerphones often on phones are kind of an afterthought. It's a little something that, oh yeah, we'll put this feature in there too. But it really isn't a core competency of that technology. But that's something that Polycom specifically, you really focused on. So let's talk a little bit about some of the differences between a speakerphone and then talking about a real conferencing phone, something that the Polycom provides.
Your standard speakerphone on your desktop phone is really designed for one and a half things. The one thing is listening to voicemail. The additional half thing is that if you're very close to the telephone, then you can put it on loudspeaker and you can talk with the people at the other end. What they're not designed for, and the reason that you need an audio conferencing system when you have more people involved, is that you need to have a system on a tabletop that is designed to pick up people talking from different distances. It's designed to reject noise in the room. It's designed to cancel out echoes from both the near end and the far end, so that people can interact from end to end in these open-air environments as naturally as they could if they were actually there. Those are the kind of situations that a desk phone just cannot handle. And companies and people who have try to do this, which is pretty routinely done, are very disappointed in the results, and they think it's an inherent fault of the technology. All it is the fact they're using the wrong technology for that problem, but there are good technologies available.
We've been bombarded with HD video, but HD voice technology, what is that? What's the difference, and what are we getting out of HD voice technology that we didn't just say 2 years ago?
It's kind of interesting with the voice. The human voice has information in it up to about 14 kilohertz, up to a frequency that high. The telephone, the conventional telephone, cuts off at about 1/6 of that, about a little over 3 kilohertz. That means that everything that you're saying, everything in your voice above about 3,000 hertz, 3 kilohertz, is clipped out by the telephone system. And the phone system is designed to do this. It's just inherently incapable of carrying anything higher. The reason this is important is that there is a lot of information in our speech above 3 kilohertz, particularly things like consonants, what I think of it as the edges and the corners of words, those things that define the difference between one word and another. So if I were to say sailing or failing, the difference between that S and the F is almost entirely above where a normal telephone is going to pass the information. If you are in an ongoing discussion with other people at another end, and then if you add in room noise, you add in reverberation, you add in, again, foreign accents with a fairly rapidly moving discussion, the difference between standard narrowband and HD voice is dramatic. It makes a huge difference in reducing fatigue in a meeting, in increasing just your ability to interact with the other people accurately and clearly.
Jeff, with the technology available today, the newer desk sets, these conference phone systems, can they work on older phone networks, the POTS systems, maybe that haven't been upgraded yet? Or, to really take advantage, does an organization have to not only update those handsets, but update the technology, the backbone, to like voice over IP?
That's a very good point, and Polycom has made a point from our earliest days of being compatible, being able to work with the standard interfaces that there are. So we have speakerphones that operate over the standard POTS line, the standard telephone line, and yet they give you that very high-quality audio conference ability. We have phones that, as the telephone industry is moving toward voice over IP, internet telephony, which is happening in businesses to a massive scale, and homes are beginning to move that way too. We also have a growing line of phones covering the whole span, again, that provide excellent transparent audio quality over standard voice over IP protocols. So, for example, the SIP protocol, which is pretty much the universal VoIP protocol, is available on all of our telephones.
Hey, Jeff, with that, we're going to wrap things up. Really do appreciate your time today. For our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in. In a world where conference calls with partners, with vendors, with remote workers, and with those global teams that Jeff and I talked about, we all know that that's on the rise. We want you to know that you can turn to PC Connection to help you design an effective solution with advanced technologies from Polycom. To learn more about those technologies, you can visit biz.pcconnection.com/Polycom. Additionally, PC Connection offers Polycom video conferencing demonstrations from within their customer briefing center, where you can examine telepresence and video conference communications. You can contact your account manager to learn more about scheduling a demonstration. The phone number, 800-800-0014. I'm James Hillier. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.